Yeah. Wait a second.
Andrew Backhouse. Andrew Backhouse.
Welcome to the Andrew Backhouse podcast.
Hello, and cheers for checking out this week's free podcast, all the best new music from around the world, with me, your guide, Andrew Backhouse. It's a very special one this week because it's 1 year of this podcast, so we're going back to Cardiff, where it all began, at Soon Festival, for one massive party. It's all coming up right after this, Racehorses with Furniture.
Ever loved, ever lost somebody to it, but you try to go on. And I love you still, but it just sends me spinning. Try to be somebody that you are, but you give it a go. Oh. It's a sad affair when your mousy head gets tangled. All your independence is strangled. We are for each other. She doesn't see me, I don't see her. I spend half the seconds, half my days in posh ladies' clothes, with films that scare the people that show each other. And I'm so tired of the rhythm and the pattern of our daily lives.
Oh yes, the evergreen and ever-growing Racehorses with Furniture. I do love Racehorses, and I got to meet one of them in Cardiff last weekend for Soon Festival, and he was very nice guy. And it was while Sweet Babu was taking me on a tour around Cardiff. I had lots of great adventures at Soon. Radio 1's Jen Long tried to get me drunk. Clock Opera tried to get me high on oysters. And I saw lots of Ace bands. I saw Splash, No Ceremony, Childhood, Peace, Palmer Violets. And also, I got to play on the piano and jam with this lot, one of my favourite bands. It's Frankie and the Heartstrings.
We can only try our best. Every time I see you, I love you less. We have to enjoy. But in the end, it's all a mess. I wrote this song with you in mind.
How are you, Frankie?
I'm a little bit dizzy because we've had a very hectic couple of weeks. We just finished in the studio. We did 3 dates on a row, and this would be the third of the 3. And after this, we get to have a sleep and go home, which is good. But it has been a good gig here tonight.
Yeah, it's been great, and you're supporting the Cribs. They're headlining. Great band, aren't they? Are you mates with the Cribs?
Yeah, they're on the same label as us.
Big at Wichita Recording.
Yeah, exactly, man. And we've had the pleasure of hanging out together a lot. And Ryan's worked with us in the studio before. And the Northern lads as well. We all get on well. You know, nice guys.
Yeah, great band.
Yeah.
We are at Soon Festival. Mm. So I'm going to get every band to say a word. No, actually a sound.
Okay.
Because soon is Welsh for sound, the word sound. So could you sort of say a sound that describes Soon Festival? What was that? A cat?
It was the sound of people's heads exploding with music.
Good one, Frankie.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, we're Frank and the Heartstrings, and you're listening to Andrew Backhouse, and this is a Swoon Festival special.
So we're at Soon Festival and I've just seen Luna George and we're joined by them in the tour van. Did you enjoy the set? Because it was packed out in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really packed out and I had to squeeze through the audience to get to the stage. I think they thought I was really unfit, but actually, to set the record straight, I was just really hot.
It was boiling on stage. It was great. Really good fun though.
Yeah, wicked crowd.
Now, I first heard Luna George, all these amazing MP3s, you know you like it, your drums you love, and I thought I couldn't love you anymore, but then seeing you live tonight, it was just so, so good. I mean, you've got this song, is it called Crystallised?
It's called Kaleidoscope Love, but it has got the word crystallised in it.
Yeah, I really like that song.
Oh, cheers, man.
It's finally good to have you on the podcast, but when did you start making this beautiful music?
Probably about 2.5 years ago. We started off in George's bedroom, like DIY studio, just messing around, really, just seeing what we could come up with. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but you're scared of the shame.
Soon Festival right now in Cardiff. It's a city festival that goes on every year. Soon, did you know, is the Welsh word for sound.
I
see, when you read it, it sort of looks like swan.
Yeah.
But soon.
I've been saying swin.
So what sound have you got to describe Soon Festival?
All right. Hooey!
Amazing. Luna George, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Hi, we're Luna George.
And you're listening to Andrew Backhouse at Soon Festival. I've got a place for the American.
Soon Festival, and I'm joined by the winners of the Welsh Music Prize, Future of the Left.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're not so much the winners as everyone else's losers.
Everyone's a winner, Future of the Left.
Everybody is a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
Have you managed to see any new bands at Soon Festival so far?
No, we came in yesterday and had two. You got to understand, I don't really like music. I don't follow music. I don't care for music, largely. I make music because I think, as a part of a band, we make good music. But in my life, I see really good comedy. I read really good books. I don't think I could add to the canon of either of those particular art forms. Good films, occasionally. Saw a good film the other week. But musically, I don't hear a lot of stuff I like. So that's why we make the music we make.
That's cool, because then when we do come across a new band that, you know, genuinely impresses us, we do our best to put the word out, with the band that we played in Belgium with.
Yeah, rubbish name, called Cardboard Golf Club, but they were very good, noisy rock band.
Great name.
No.
Cardboard Golf Club.
Kabul. Yes. Kabul, as in the capital of Afghanistan, golf club. Kabul. Cardboard.
Kabul Golf Club.
Yeah, but a really good, noisy, scrapey band, but still with tunes in there. It was really enjoyable and a shock, because usually when European bands sing in English, the comedy accent makes you just think of an Armstrong and Miller sketch. Yeah, or a bad Eurovision. I am very rock music now, you know, but it was, yeah, it was good.
Speaking of comedy accents, Future of the Left, you do your own podcast, don't you?
We did one.
Like this podcast.
Yeah, we did one and we want to do another one. We'd like to do, so in our original podcast, we reimagined Glenn Danzig as a Northumbrian hill walker. We did some stupid Smashing Pumpkins impressions. And occasionally I talk as if I'm an old lady.
Julia and Andrew from Future of the Left, thanks very much.
Thank you, Andrew.
Hello, we are Future of the Left, and you are listening to Andrew Backhouse at Soon Festival.
Even more fun than eating a nice scone.
So we're at Soon Festival in Cardiff, and I'm joined by two radio indie legends, Steve Lamack.
Hello.
And Hugh Stevens.
Hello.
So how are you, guys? You well?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. I'm not too bad. I've enjoyed watching Teleman with you a minute ago. Steve was there.
Yeah. Was that really their first gig? Is that
apparently,
bad?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I didn't know that. They were good.
Are you enjoying the Soon Festival? Are you feeling really fit running around all the venues?
I'm not sure about feeling really fit, but we are walking around the venues rather than running around the venues. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, the great thing about this, obviously, is that there's so many places, you know, in a short space, you can nip from one venue to another, and that's really, you know, it's very user friendly, isn't it? It's very fan friendly. If you suddenly think, oh, what time is it now? Oh, I can nip round and see this in 2 minutes. So that's really good. Well done.
No, it's good. Yeah, I'm the same. I've never. Yeah, it's close. It's close by, so you can cram a lot into a short amount of time, I think, which is the point of it.
I must feel incredibly proud, Hugh, because Soon Festival's in its sixth year, still going strong, getting bigger and bigger. You said there's 50 more acts playing this year than last year.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of bands playing, and it's grown, but it's not too big, and it's still really nice. We're in a room full of very quiet volunteers at the moment who have been busy looking after the bands and stuff. So it's, you know, it's a group effort, like. But yeah, I love it, and it's great this year, and I haven't heard any massive complaints. I've seen some really good bands. The lineup's really strong.
Who have you seen?
Well, just saw Teleman, just saw the first song by Tall Ships, Over the Road, a bit of the Family Rain we're on first here at Club Iver Bach. Saw the Cribs last night, which was always a treat because they played the first Soon 6 years ago, so to see them again was really good.
What about you, Steve?
Yeah, similar sort of array of bands, really. And we saw Pins as well, which is you know, quite interesting. In that, you know, there are some bands who have drawn on that early 80s, slightly, you know, pre-gothic alternative music, like Savages and now Pins, and they take something from Susie and the Banshees and bands like Delta 5 and stuff, and that was really interesting, I think. And Knox, who were very, obviously very, very young, but you think, well, there's something there, I think, even at that young age, just a confidence in a band that you look for. But I think the thing you have to say about Soon is it's just the enthusiasm, and there are a lot of these sort of inner city festivals now all over the country, and you can go to some of them and they're, it's not so much that, it's not that people are standoffish in any way, but there's a lot of come on, impress me. Whereas if you come to Soon, everyone just wants to go and have a good time, see some music, and it's a level playing field. You know, bands can come down here, and it doesn't matter who you are. No one's coming along with a huge level of expectation. They just come along, see a band. If they like you, they like you. And I think that's the most important thing, is that everyone comes out here just have a good time and see some music. And it's not about how cool you are, how much press you've got, or what you've done in the past. It's just, if you're a good band, we like you. And I think that's, you know, that's the real achievement here. And I think that's why it attracts bands, probably, and hopefully will attract bands back. Because just so they come down here, Frankie and the Heartstrings earlier on were having an absolute ball just because, you know, they're having a really good time because people just are so friendly.
We are at Soon Festival, and Soon is the Welsh word for sound. So what sound have you got to describe Soon Festival?
I'll give you one sound so far, which is my Soon Festival. Cheers.
What about you, Hugh?
Yeah, mine would be this. Because I've got a nasty cough. Oh. So sorry, podcast, Andrew Backhouse podcast listeners. That was me coughing.
You're always ill when you're on this podcast, Hugh.
I'm sorry, Andrew, sorry. I'll be healthy one day. But that and the sound of clinking glass. Yeah.
Cool.
And clapping. I've been clapping a lot. Everyone's been really enthusiastic. So, clapping a lot.
Hugh Stevens and Steve Lamack, thanks very much.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks for checking out this week's free podcast, a Soon Festival special. I do hope you've enjoyed it. And thanks to everybody at Soon Festival for having me down and for a brilliant weekend. See you next week.
Wait a second.
Andrew Backhouse.
Andrew Backhouse.
This is the end of the Andrew Backhouse podcast, but don't worry, Andrew's making more podcasts and they'll be online soon.